Ed Ritter asks, Gio starting and getting an assist. Positive development? What he's alluding to is this past weekend in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest played to a 2-2 draw against Wolves. Gio did make his first start for Forest, played about 70 minutes, played well, and got himself an assist on a corner, which he took, and Morgan Gibbs-White headed in. So I would say definitely a positive development.
Well, first off, let's go specific to the corner, because we have talked about the inefficiency that, as good as Christian Pulisic is, it is, you know, maybe his Achilles heel is the set pieces and just the consistently bad set pieces. And so if Gio Reyna is going to play a big part from a national team perspective on the field, there has to be, I think, a real come to Jesus moment as to who is going to take those. So it was nice to see him not only Gio Reyna, not only get on the score sheet with an assist there, but to do it in that fashion, which could possibly help the U.S. national team going forward. Now, you don't need me to tell you that Gio starting and Gio playing after what has been an absolutely abysmal time in terms of this loan to Forest is a good thing. Yes, it's a good thing. Does it change who Gio is as a player? No. Does it change, I think, how Forest in general look at him going forward? No. I think they have gotten plenty of looks at what Gio is and what Gio is. And I think that they have made the determination long ago that this is not somebody for the long haul. This is not somebody that they want to count on. He's a good player to them. I don't think they look at him as a great player. And this is just going to grind out to the end. But if in that grinding, Gio Reyna is getting playing time, obviously, that's a good thing. But again, I don't think that this has fundamentally changed the way Gio's time here at Forest has gone, certainly, but is going to go.
On a sour note, Bournemouth played to a 2-2 home draw against Manchester United this past weekend. Tyler Adams sat out again with back spasms.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I feel bad for him, in that he has obviously literally suffered physically now for the last, you know, year and a half with some serious injuries. And again, we don't know how connected, literally connected in terms of his body, these injuries are. And I just hope that they're being overly cautious with him and making sure that he is as good as he can possibly be before getting him back out on the field. And it's probably killing him. And I'd be interested to know if there was a moment when this happened, or if this just is a something thing that is chronic with him, that he just wakes up, as people that do have bad back problems do. Sometimes you either put yourself in the wrong position or you wake up one morning and it's just not happening. Mossy, our good friend Johnny Infantino has been visiting our shores, so much so that he actually showed up and gave a presentation, evidently, at the MLS owners meeting right here in Los Angeles last week. Is that true?
Correct. And in that presentation, he urged MLS to think big and bold. And because you've used that exact same language on this podcast, we've deduced that he must have gotten that from you.
Well, the titans of industry and the leaders and the power brokers and the kingmakers, if you will, out there, they all listen to the State of the Podcast. We know that. They want to be informed. They want to be entertained. And let's be honest, you know, they want their content generated for them, whether it's public or whether it's private here. I joke, but what Johnny Infantino is saying to them is something that, yes, I've said all for the last couple of years, but I'm not alone. There's plenty of people that are talking about this ramp up to 26. And also, let's be honest, Johnny Infantino is not telling the MLS ownership in that situation anything that they don't know. It is coming from Johnny Infantino. And obviously, Johnny Infantino and FIFA have a vested interest in the next 5 years, let's say, in the United States, what's going on and beyond. And so there is a power and a weight to Johnny Infantino talking to the MLS owners. While Johnny Infantino has power, and while I like that he's saying things that are music to my and many others' ears and echo what we are talking about and what we are desperate for and begging for, I'm not sure that it is going to change anything. Maybe a little bit. And even if it's just planting a seed, I'm good with that. We saw that there were some rule changes, not even close to what I or Johnny Infantino or others would want. But as we said before, we love to spend other people's money. However, this constant beating of this drum, I think, is good, because I do think that there are plenty of MLS owners there that do want to do something big and bold relative to 2026. And come this offseason, I would expect more things to happen. And come next summer, and come next offseason leading up to 2026. And yes, I know the circus will leave town, but Johnny Infantino is absolutely right, because this is a moment that needs to be captured. This is a moment that is ripe for doing big, bold things in the game. And to the victor will go the spoils. And the spoils are this American soccer culture that once again is not only going to come together, but is going to come together in a way that we have never seen before. And that tent that we talk about so much is so much bigger, but can accommodate so many more. And when that circus does leave town, what are you going to be left with? Well, I think it's going to depend on the big, bold things that you did leading up to it. And so thank you, Johnny Infantino, for saying what a lot of us have been saying, and saying it to the people that do have the power to make changes and to do big, bold things. Musi.
You've gotten to know him a little bit through FIFA events, correct? So
yeah, he's an interesting dude with an interesting pathway. And look, anybody that's in that position is and has to be very intelligent, has to understand politics, and obviously is a part of a politician. And but you also have to, you know, I think, be able to be with people and to interact in a personal level that get people to trust you. And again, I don't agree necessarily with everything that Johnny Infantino has done, but you have to respect his longevity, the things that he has done to better FIFA, and the fact that he is willing to spend time on something like Major League Soccer. I don't think he has ever addressed Major League Soccer before, but as this emerging, I think what he would look at it as this emerging asset in the world of soccer, I think it was smart politically. I think it was smart long-term in terms of the thinking of what FIFA is going. We know that FIFA has offices coming to the United States, obviously beyond 2026. And I think he can see how the United States as a soccer nation is going to be more and more important to FIFA and to the world of soccer going forward. But it requires big, bold action and big, bold things.
Perhaps we can get him on the pod one of these days.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think he would. I think he would do that. He's an interesting dude. Speaks a bunch of different languages, and obviously has traveled all over the world and seen a lot about what's going on with soccer on and off the field.